Good morning. It's time for this week's edition of Health Matters, our regular weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran of the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Good morning and Happy New Year, Dr. Cochran.
Hey, Happy New Year to y'all and everybody here in the Ozarks. I'm so glad to be here on 2026.
All right, so what do we want to talk about today?
You know, Mike, I'm always looking for inspiration for what I want to talk about here on Health Matters. And this week, I'm going to talk a little bit out of my comfort zone. I was had the misfortune of having to attend a funeral at the Thayer Cemetery earlier this week, and I was wandering back to my truck, and I always get distracted because I think cemeteries are just kind of a reservoir of our Ozark history. And I happened upon a grave that it was a mom and a dad, a family, and right next to them they had an adult son buried next to them, and to the left they had four toddlers and babies that were buried next to them. And I can't imagine how much anguish that poor family must have endured. This was about the turn of the 20th century, so 1900 whatever, that this was all going on. And it kind of reminded me of just how far we've come with medicine and how much we do help people. We get kind of a bad rap occasionally. COVID was rough, and it was tough for us to get through all that, and some of our reputation was a little bit damaged. But I just wanted to remind folks exactly how far we've come. Now, that poor family, if you haven't already guessed, we're probably dealing with a disease called RH incompatibility. That's kind of the old name for it. I like it. It's out of my bailiwick because I don't take care of pregnant ladies very much. But what happens in general is the mom, her blood type is whatever negative, AB negative. And the baby, her first baby, has positive, so RH positive blood. Not much blood leaks through the placenta, but enough comes from the baby that the mom can develop antibodies to that positive. And so in moms, that antibodies all come through the placenta because the moms impart immunity in that baby when the baby's first born. So the next baby that's in there is exposed to those antibodies to that positive on their blood cells. And so it kills their blood cells. And so those babies are born really, really sick. And so I see this grave, and the poor lady had a child that lived into an adulthood, but then lost four more babies in her life. And we don't see that very much at all anymore. There's different kinds of incompatibility, but RH incompatibility we've largely conquered if the mom has good prenatal care. And so that's why when we see the if you're a mom and your blood type is negative and you get those Rogam shots, because we don't know the blood type of your baby, so they just give the Rogam to the negative moms to prevent that from happening. And you know, I can't imagine what kind of anguish those poor parents must have endured, and it just was a hard life here in the Ozarks back then. And I'm so proud that I'm a part of bringing good health care and that modern health care to our friends. And we want to do everything in the Ozarks to bring back the trust to health care. And so I think communication is the key here. And so it's easy to get mad at our colleagues and our patients about their distrust. And hey, I'm the doctor and my word is law. But the most important thing I can do for my patients is to sit down and have a frank and honest conversation about a topic that they might be having issues with, be it vaccines, be it surgeries or imaging or medicines. I found that communication is the key. And so I work pretty hard to try to get that back for folks.
You know, you talk about the RH incompatibility thing.
Yeah.
So that explains why when we read history books, there will be, you know, you read about families all the time that had three or four children that didn't make it.
Oh, right. Lots of, and you know, the first one lived, but then the subsequent ones did not.
Right.
And so, you know, obviously there were a lot of other reasons why youngsters didn't make it into early adulthood or into their teens. But when you see those graves and, you know, you walk around in these Ozark cemeteries, and I can't help it, Mike, whenever I visit one, I have to walk around for 30 or 40 minutes just reading and looking at the history. When you see that grave with mom and dad, and then you see those little baby graves, or you know, they're about as big as a plaque, and they just little baby graves next to mom and dad, you can almost bet that was what was happening to those poor folks back then. And it's so good, you know. I mean, when those poor people were alive, just bacterial bladder infections and pneumonias would kill you dead. So We've come a long ways from that. That's for sure.
Well, interesting subject today.
Yeah, I thought it was. I got to be honest with you. I had to do a little bit of reading because I haven't studied this for a while, and it kind of reminded me of you know how important good prenatal care is, and how bright our gynecologists and our nurse practitioners that do women's health. It's how hard their jobs are, and how important good prenatal care is,
and what a great job they do today.
Absolutely. We've both had conversations about good gynecologists, and we know how important they can be.
Folks, that's this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. And something new to add, Dr. Cochran, our show now will be available on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.
That tickles me to death. I've had so many of my patients say, I missed your show last week, and is there some way I can listen to it? I'm honored, and I kind of I'm not used to having fans, to be honest with you. So I know you're probably used to having all your big fan base, Mike, but me, that's a new thing for me, and I'm so tickled you guys are doing that, and it'll be a good resource for folks if they missed the show or if they want to hear it again. So I really appreciate that.
And I believe the shows will be archived. They can go back and listen to a particular show.
Fantastic.
From the past.
Even better. I'm so tickled about that. That just makes my day.
Folks, that's at ecomnewsnetwork.com. But that doesn't give you an excuse not to join us again same time next Wednesday right here on the radio for Health Matters.